White. Oakland, California, April 8, 1878. Dear Willie, we forgot to mention that the 1,000 draft was received. It came safe. I have been so very anxious in regard to Father. I am almost bewildered. Yesterday I found his feet swelling, very full. His hands are better. What the meaning of this swelling is, I cannot say. We had a very precious season of prayer for Father Sabbath. The Lord came very near. He seems to be getting hold a little better for himself. As yet he has not had faith for himself. I dreamed his difficulty was rheumatism of an inflammatory character. Yesterday I went over to the city to find Brother Brorson to engage him to take care of Father, give him treatment. I have not allowed Father to put his hands in cold water at all. I use hot water altogether. Then I have his hands and feet rubbed, and also his whole body. This relieves me. For 8 months I have been on a constant strain of anxiety. And now I feel the care lifted somewhat. I feel as though I were running down like an old clock, but I shall rally again soon. The past 2 days have been arranging for Father to take treatment. A letter came last night from McPherson with a draft for $100 for European mission. But the letter was full of grumbling about the extravagant outlays in building the Health Institute, and in reference to the mortgage laid upon the precious property of the brethren to raise means. He speaks of the works being left in inexperienced hands, who have never accumulated means. Well, well, that was the tenor of the letter. It is no use to repeat it, but I am glad the $100 came. We are having come in donations, in pledges mostly, a few letter orders and drafts. We shall send a draft to Europe in a few days. I have written to Sister Ings if she was doing anything higher than housework to stay and not think of returning. But if she was merely doing housework, I should not advise her to stay. I told her you and Willie would come in the fall in all probability, and she could be a great help to them both, and not to return on any consideration on my account, for I could get along very well. I had procured the help of Brother Brorson to care for your father. At the same time, I have the one mind that I should not have come to California without the companionship of Sister Ings. I hope never to see such another 8 months as I have the last 8 months, with no one to help me, no one to stand by me and share my responsibilities or burdens. I am glad I am not at Battle Creek, for I fear the present state of Father would be subject of remark. I would not have this, as it has been in the past. Things in the office assume a different aspect altogether. We are occupying the room in the office. Take breakfast here and eat dinners at Edson's. I shall now commence to write some on Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4. I will not send copy till 2/3 is ready. I fear it will not be as deeply interesting as Volume 3, but it will be excellent matter. Brother Brorson is just the man to care for Father. He is doing well for him. We hope for the restoration of Father. We pray much over his case, and we believe the work will be done of entire restoration. We hope that no needless extravagance will be incurred to make the Institute like a grand hotel. This will be the danger of inexperienced hands. But let the outlays be somewhat proportionate to the income, or as they shall make the means. I think it would speak ill of us as a people to stretch for popularity or model the Institute to suit the proud and aristocratic. When it begins to be thus, our interest cannot sustain it. We hope God will stand at the helm, and that you will all let God mold matters after his pattern and after his order, and that you then will make haste slowly, stepping onward only as fast as God leads the way. Go not one step further on hired money than is positively necessary. Report reaches us that Brother Jones thinks of returning to California. Is that so? If they do come, we wish to know it, for we would wish to write them before they come. We are interested that the children shall do well. Write us a letter more definitely in reference to them. We hope Aunt Mary is well, Sister Bump sent us to borrow money to get back to her home in New York. I did not feel like sending her money, for I do not think New York is the place for her. Tell us what she is doing. Well, children, I have written a mixed-up letter. I have jumped up for to help Father several times. What do you think of spending some time in Colorado? We meet you there during the hot summer months. If it is possible for me to leave Father, I would be glad to attend camp meeting, but the future will determine my duty.